Through the latter half of the Western Canadian Baseball League season, the Medicine Hat Mavericks simply had the Moose Jaw Miller Express number. Despite Moose Jaw's first-place record in the East Division and lengthy winning streaks, they'd lose their last four games of the regular season to the Mavericks and finish the campaign with only 3 wins in 10 outings against their Alberta rivals. As it turns out, sometimes what happens in the regular season carries over into the playoffs. And that was the case on Friday night in Game 1 of the East Division Final between Moose Jaw and Medicine Hat at Ross Wells Park. Things started well for the Miller Express, as they'd build a 4-2 lead through 4 innings, but once Mavericks reliever Adam Golby took the mound, it was the end of the night for Moose Jaw's offense. Things went better on the other side of the field, though, and the Mavericks would scratch together the runs they needed, including the game winner in the top of the ninth, on their way to a 5-4 victory. As a result, the Mavericks can finish off the best of 3 series tonight in Game 2 in Medicine Hat. Moose Jaw wasted little time getting going, as back-to-back 2-out base hits from Austin Gurney and Julio Acosta set the table for Grayson Barrett, who would get the Millers' 3rd straight knock and bring both base runners home. Medicine Hat picked up single runs in the 3rd and 4th to tie the game, but the Express promptly regained the lead in the bottom of the inning. Dawson Tweet knocked home Bobby Pockerney with their 3rd run, and Nate Mensick would score on a passed ball to make it a 4-2 game. Other than the 2 runs, Moose Jaw starter Ethan Merck was cruising along and ended up going 5 innings, giving up 5 hits and walking 3 while striking out a pair. The bullpens went to work from there, with Golby outdueling 3 Moose Jaw relievers over the final 4 innings to earn the win. His pitching line was stellar, 5 innings pitched, 1 hit, 3 walks and 5 strikeouts. The Express did have their chances, getting runners into scoring position in the 5th and 6th and the potential go-ahead run to 3rd in the 8th, but couldn't cash in. Medicine Hat, on the other hand, did exactly that. Ryan Dowsett made it a 1-run game when he scored on a wild pitch by Matt Vasquez in the 6th. Dominic Van Doom then tied the game in the 7th by scoring on a bases-loaded walk to Nathan Tarver by reliever Julian Gonzalez. Zach Sigmund took over from there and tossed a scoreless 7th and 8th, setting up a tough final inning. Tyler Vaneste was hit by a pitch as the second batter of the frame and Van Doom promptly doubled to make it 2nd and 3rd with 1 out. Sigmund would get Torrey Nelson to ground out to 3rd for the 2nd out, but a passed ball to Zach Stark would allow Vaneste to come home with the game-winning run. Golby then tossed a 1-2-3 ninth, and the Mavericks had their Game 1 win. Bryce Libke started for Medicine Hat and allowed the 4 runs on 8 hits and a pair of walks in his 4 innings of work. Game 2 is in Medicine Hat Saturday night, followed by Game 3 back in Moose Jaw on Sunday if necessary. Game time is 7:05 p.m.